Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding training efforts, and what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make improvements, and you want to make those improvements the most effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, you are going to have to know exactly what it is you want, and that's what I'm here to help you do here today on this talk radio show. Help you figure out what it is you need to do and find the quickest route to get there. Getting what you want and finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies, all that information that's all out there is going to be a lot easier for you when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers will start coming to you in a manner that seems like it's magic. It's not. It's just that you just were able to filter out all the information and zone in on exactly what it is you want. And that's what you're going to do today, is get clear. So the answers are out there, and maybe you'll find them right here, right now, on this talk radio show. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition, motivation? You need a kick in the pants from a coach or a friend? What is it for you? Here's your chance to get some free coaching with me live today. So let's call in and talk about what it's going to take for you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. The number to call in is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. Again, like I said, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, a new way of looking at the same situation that's been challenging you that makes all the difference in the world. And how it works is once you make that one breakthrough, it's like a domino effect. Another breakthrough happens, and another breakthrough happens. And you're going to look back on where you are right now, just say 6 months from now, and just see all the physical and the mental growth, the gains that you've made, and how you keep and continually launch your bodybuilding training efforts, your understanding of the whole process, and how fulfilling it is to you. You'll see that coming every day. And it'll seem like a big jump, a big surprise, but actually it's what you do every single day. And listening to this talk radio show and getting in the habit of just fueling that drive, that motivation of what you've done all week by listening to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show is one of those small steps that will make that big difference over time. Oftentimes, what I find out, my job as a coach, a friend, a mentor, is to help you find out that you may already be doing everything right. You just need to keep on track and continue what it is you're doing. But this time, you need a little bit more certainty and confidence. It's the validation from a coach, an expert, or a friend is all you need. I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies to the next level that they're striving for and bust through those frustrating, those overwhelming plateaus or sticking points. I've been doing that through my website at www.skiplacour.com. I have an internet presence presence there for years on the AST Sports Science website at www.ast-ss.com and on the bodybuilding.com website. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs. My material has been used by bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts in over 52 countries. I've been writing for the Muscle magazines for over 15 years. I've been doing seminars all over the world. All throughout my week, I do all kinds of one-on-one coaching through phone consultations, through internet services like Skype or Yahoo Instant Messenger. So I have access, you have access to me through those internet services all over the world. And that's what I spend my week doing, coaching people just like you who are trying to take your physiques to the next level. And now here we are on this talk radio show. So take advantage of this opportunity. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. You can also call in. You can also chat in our chat room live. I can see your comments as the show is going on live. You sign into the Blog Talk Radio. You need to sign up for an account, but that's another way to interact with passionate lifters just like you. I'm going to go right to the calls right now. We have a call from the 516 area code. 516 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Skip.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ross Slaughter. How are you?
Ross, I am awesome. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great.
I'm about 14 days from my second show, and I'm feeling great, but I've had some setbacks in my diet. How do you stay focused over the next 14 days and just really streamline your physique into the best you can get it for the show?
Right, right. Well, when you talk about setbacks, what kind of setbacks are there?
I have a full-time job in my own business, and, I mean, the dieting has really been tough the last few weeks. I feel like I almost peaked a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like my physique really looked good, but I really got busy as a personal trainer and a coach myself.
Right. So now, when you say you missed a few meals, are you maybe eating some non-contest foods or both?
Both.
Okay. Well, you've done all this work. How long have you been dieting so far, Ross?
I've been dieting since February.
Okay, right. So you have a lot of time and energy invested into this. You know, what I tell, and you can probably relate to this, you've done shows before, Ross?
I'm sorry?
You've done bodybuilding shows before? Or
yes.
Is this your first one?
My first one was in November of last year.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, when you're talking to, you said you're a personal trainer, you do your coaching, and you have people in the general public, and they say, well, how can you be so disciplined and do all that? You probably get a lot of questions like that. And I tell them that, you know, it's the deadline that I have in front of me. That's why I don't eat pizza. That's why I make sure I eat all my meals. I said, look, if you have to get on stage and just do your little posing trunk there in front of hundreds of people, you would be motivated too, all right? So if I didn't have that deadline, I mean, why would I not enjoy some delicious food or skip a meal to do my work? So with 14 days left, I want you to just lock into that day. Start your day every day visualizing that moment on stage. Because if you remember back in that last show you did, and this is something that, again, we get into the mindset of all this, because everything you do is the foundation of the way you think. And that's what I like to preach. It's not so much the dieting strategy. It's not so much the training strategies. It's how well you use those physical resources and how well you use your mind. And so if you look back to your last show, right, how well did you do in your last show?
For my first show, I felt I did well. But as I look back, I know I could have done better with preparation, diet, posing, which I feel I've definitely improved since that last show.
Okay, we're going back to last show. So when you stepped on stage, right, and did you know at that time when you were stepping on stage that although all those weeks up until your last show that you thought you did a good job, you thought you were looking great, all right, now when it came to the time to step on stage and you looked at some of the other competitors, did you say to yourself, wow, maybe there was some more stuff that I could have done? Did you notice that when you were stepping on stage?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you probably said, wow, I could have dieted a little harder, or I could have tanned a little bit more, or I could have practiced my posing a little bit more, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now, it's too late at that point, okay? Now, think back to that time where you wish you'd put in a little bit more work, a little bit more effort. You wish you would have known a little bit more, but there's nothing you can do about it. I want you to get up every morning for these last 14 days and remember that feeling. And just do whatever you can for the next 14 days to make sure that never happens again. You wake up in the morning walking into that minute you're going to step on stage, and you want to know, unlike last time, that there is nothing that you could do. There's nothing more that you can do at this point, because these next 14 days you're going to give it your all. It's that pain, it's that anxiety that I want you to tap into. And use it in a way that empowers you, to drive you to make sure the next 24 hours or that next day you're going to do every meal, you're going to train, you're going to eat, you're going to focus. You only have 14 days left, Ross. You've been dieting all the way since February. You don't want to blow these last 14 days. It's that type of mental preparation that kept me going all the way through. I would do things like when I would do the Team Universe, I would go to such extremes to make sure that I gave my best effort. I would do things like the year before. Tell me how crazy is this, Ross. What I would do is I would take a taxi cab ride. Every year we do the Team Universe. It was in New York City. I would get a video camera, and I would get in the back seat of the taxi when I was taking it from JFK Airport to Manhattan. I would take out my video camcorder, and I would record from the back seat the drive from JFK into Manhattan. All right. The reason why is I did that show for 10 consecutive years is that I knew once I sat in that cab, it was over. The work is done. What did I do in all those months beforehand? So 5 months before the show, I was visually looking at this recording, locking into that moment that on August 15th or so, when I was sitting in that cab, locking into that feeling, putting myself there, putting myself in the future saying, hey, there's nothing that I can do now. I better make sure I make every day count. You get where I'm coming from there, Ross?
Absolutely. That's the visualization. I can understand that 100%.
Yeah, for me it was that cab ride. What I'm telling you is to visualize the moment you step on the stage. There's nothing that you can do. See, I think that's when the contests are made. They're not decided when you're on stage. I mean, it's long overdue there. See, you sometimes you think, oh, I'm doing great. I look my best ever or whatever. Then when it's time to step on stage, it's too late. Then you get to see who really did the work. A lot of times when it was with my contest, I don't really feel as though I had the best genetics, necessarily the best shape. But I can tell you this, I really feel I outworked all of the other competitors, especially in my class. Where they were complacent with a certain degree of leanness or conditioning, you know, it was obvious to the judges who worked the hardest. So I just had to make the most out of my physique. I had to wake up every single morning for those last 14 days, just like you do, making sure I gave my best effort with my cardio, that I ate all my meals. I ate all my meals at the time. Work can come and go. That contest day never moved. All right, and so it's that sense of urgency, a deadline, just like anybody would do in life. I mean, the difference, and now we're talking about your contest, Ross, but really for everyone listening out there, the difference between you and the person who has the physique that you really want, the difference is they just have a higher set of standards, what they will and won't settle for, what kind of deadlines are most important. You know, if we're all getting in shape for beach weather, a lot of ladies sometimes they have a wedding coming up or something like that. I mean, that gives them that deadline, that motivation to make sure you make every day count the next 14 days, so to speak, for you, Ross. It's that locking into it. So so as I tell you these things, I want you to just think about the last show you had, and you visualize on what do you really want? How do you really want to feel? Just go through it with me. How are you going to look right that 1 minute before you step on stage, Ross, here in 14 days?
Well,
how do you see?
I just see myself putting my best body out there that I can put out. And, I mean, I've done the work. I've worked hard up until this point, like I said, and I've had some setbacks, but every time I had a setback, I got back up, and I kept taking the next step forward. And I love the advice you're giving me today is wonderful. I mean, I woke up early just so I could definitely do this. I'm going to do my cardio right after the show. But I'm focused, and I know that it's the discipline and the things that I do daily that are going to make sure that I get on stage with the best body that I can put on that day.
Right. So we talked about tapping into the emotion of fear. Fear is what drives many people, including myself. It's sometimes when we want to say, hey, I want to make $1 million or I want to win a bodybuilding contest. You hear a lot of people say things like that. Oh, they want to have a great body if they don't even compete. A lot of people can say that. A lot of times the reward or having that great body or whatever, that sometimes isn't as much of a motivating factor. It seems like we are driven more to what we don't want in life, what we're sick and tired of, more than for what we do want. We'll do more to avoid pain than we will to go for pleasure. So for these last 14 days, I want you to lock into the pain of that anxiety of not giving your best effort and how you're going to feel about yourself after that. So that's a little trick that I do. You know, I use both the pain and pleasure principle as I do everything to get the most out of myself. You've gone this far, you definitely don't want to blow it. You want to just look great, take pictures, you know, find every single way, like motivating factors. How much more of a leader would you be in your industry? How much more money will you make? And what will that money give you by taking some awesome pictures and coming back and tell your clients how well you did and showing them pictures, even if you came in second place or third place? You know how that is, Ross. You know, you show them pictures. They don't have anything to compare it to. They just think, oh, God, you're so unbelievable, right?
Right.
So you take all those pictures. Again, see how I'm doing? I'm locking to every single possible resource, reward, pleasure, pain, everything I can. I'm locking into those mental images so I get the most out of my physical body. So, you know, but let's talk a little bit deeper really quickly. What would you say has caused you? What's going on in your head where we're coming to the last 14 days and you might be doing a little bit maybe to, you know, let yourself down? What would you say that might be? Is it really because work is getting in the way? Is that really what's going on?
It's a few things. I mean, I definitely, the jitters, the fear a little bit has creeped in. You know, have I done enough to put the best body forward? It's my second show. It's a little bit of a big show. So I definitely think that, but work is, I mean, I'm extremely busy on the end of work, so trying to diet and stay consistent and not miss my meals and you know, I'm on my eight meals a day and, you know, making sure that I get them in, that has been a little bit more difficult as the last month has approached.
All right. Let me ask you this, Ross. If you were to get $1 million for winning this show, or it was just guaranteed that you would not just look great, your best, that you would actually win the show and come home with the trophy and the title. If you really believe that, you really locked in to believe that, do you think that these setbacks would have gotten your way?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me just tell you something, is that, that what you're talking about, the fear and the anxiety of, boy, is all my work going to pay off? Hey, I don't care how many contests that I won before, I had that same fear. So don't run away from that fear. Don't try to deny it. What I'm trying to do is help you use it to empower yourself and just help you realize you are not alone. You are definitely not alone. I mean, all the work, all the sacrifice, I mean, I don't think that people really realize how much dedication goes into preparing for a bodybuilding contest. I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, I've got my website, I sell my books and my DVDs. I've been sponsored by AST Sports Science, you know, the sports nutrition, that, wow, you're so lucky preparing for a contest is your job. You make money from entering the show. Well, that's not necessarily true. And so it doesn't necessarily work out that way. It's not really how well I do. It's how well I inspire you and the information I gather along the way. And then if I do a good job of presenting that information, then maybe later down the road I'll get paid. So the amount of sacrifice, just forget about family and friends and good times and going out. It was a financial investment like you're talking about. You've got 14 days for your show. You know, what attention you give to your clients is about dollars and cents. I gave up all those dollars and cents for years, year after year after year, because I gave up the short-term money for what my long-term vision was, just like a person who would go to school and take out student loans. They're making that investment. They're not making money to go to school. They're actually taking out even, you know, loans to do that for their overall picture. And a lot of times you have to remember that, too, as you're trying to balance that out. And my point is that fear that would set in, wow, is this really worth it? What am I doing? You know, that anxiety that you're feeling right now, is all this work going to be worth it? That's distracting you right now. I'm just telling you, hang in there. You are not alone. I felt that every single minute on my way to the show. Sure, when it's all over with, you say, wow, hey, no big deal. That was great, no big thing. But I'll tell you what, I don't care what grade of shape I was in, no matter how the contest and how well I did, I was just as anxious as you are right now. Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Absolutely, Skip. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, well, good luck on your show. Hey, have fun with this. And having fun sometimes is just pushing yourself to your fullest. All right, have fun with it, and take a lot of pictures, because, like I said, whether you came in fourth place or first place, your clients are going to be so impressed with those pictures. Take all the different body parts, so when you want to do a poster or a little ebook or something like that, you're not going to get in the shape too many times. So find every single way to take advantage of you getting in the shape of your life. Have fun with it, and you'll see that these next 14 days, they'll be stressful, but remember, that stress is something that's going to make you your best. And when you look back on this, you're going to cherish these times, because, Ross, just remember, the satisfaction in life is the struggle. Without the struggle, you wouldn't have the satisfaction, all right?
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. Well, have a great day, and good luck with your show.
Thank you.
All right, so if you want to call in, if you have any questions, whether it's contest preparation or anything else, I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145. I'm sorry, that number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about on today's show. Again, as I'm taking your calls, taking all of your questions, I don't know if any of you have watched the movie. It's a documentary. It's about steroids in our culture. It's called Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It's out on some of the smaller theaters these days, so you may have to look on the internet to find it. I thought it was a very interesting program, very entertaining. I recommend seeing it. It's entertaining whether you're really into bodybuilding and training, building your physique or not. It's a show about steroids and the culture. It follows a very well written. It's a documentary by Chris Bell, and he follows his life, following his idols in this steroid culture. Some of the idols he had, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Hulk Hogan, and he talks about how he always wanted to be big like them, and then he finds out their dirty little secret, as he calls it, and that's that they were using steroids. And it talks about him finding all the ins and outs about steroids, what their uses are, their benefits, who uses them, who's not. Very, very entertaining. It's a great story. It's a great family story. So like I said, whether you're looking for inspiration for your training or because you're all into it, maybe you heard people at the gym talking about it, it's just a great movie because of the human interest part of it, too. I just, you know, I have some concerns about the movie, and that's the first thing is you have to remember, anytime you see a documentary is no more than one person's view of the world, just like this show. This is my view of the world. You should look at it critically and see how it applies to your life. Just because it's my view of the world doesn't necessarily mean that applies to you. And so any documentary, whether it's a Michael Moore with Fahrenheit 9/11, it's the person is collecting data that supports their view. Whether they started out with a certain view or an opinion, or they ended up with that view or opinion, I guess it really doesn't matter. And then they go find facts to support that views, those views and opinions. And just remember, that's in this documentary. Here's a guy who wanted to compete at the highest levels, had dreams and aspirations of being at a very high level. And, you know, his view of the steroid culture and how prevalent it is and all aspects of that type of level. Well, I think that it's just important to remember that that may be true at the highest level. My concern with the movie is that what does that make a kid who just wants to build a little bit of muscle, lose a little bit of body fat? It makes me wonder, is he going to forego all the hard work and jump right into the steroids and drugs? Because the movie, in my opinion, may give the impression that, hey, everybody cheats in America from all different facets of life. So if you want to be like everybody else, just go ahead and take drugs. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't just do it with the steroid issue. I mean, he expands his argument to kids studying in school and the drugs they take, all the way to musicians at your local opera house or your music theater, the drugs that they take to calm themselves down, to enhance their performance as musicians. So it really paints a broad brush that everybody in culture is cheating. And my thing would be that, yeah, maybe that happens at the very elite level. My concern is for the kids or someone who's just kind of just wants a little bit of that. They don't want to go to the top. Does that mean that all these drugs are necessary? Another thing that concerned me, they talked about in the one fitness model for one of the supplement companies, and that's in the news right now. He admitted to his steroid use as well as modeling for the supplement company's ads and how he lost his contract because of his admitting that he used steroids. And that, I thought that was interesting because his physique wasn't necessarily overpowered, definitely not like the ones in the muscle magazines. And he talked about using steroids ever since the age of 14. And it made me just think, wow, you know, what's that say to the kids? Here's great physique. He looked like a gentleman close to his 40s. Great physiques. Definitely not one of those monsters. And he's been using drugs ever since he was 14. And again, as you watch any documentary or any movie or anything in the media for that matter, and you look at it as a critical thinker, you need to look a little bit deeper. Is that, okay, so he has this physique and he admits using drugs since the age of 14. Does that mean that, well, why should I even try it? You know, why should I try to do this without drugs? Because look at him. Well, there's something that, you know, I don't know him personally, and I don't know what his work ethic, I don't know what his lifestyle is. I don't know where he started, okay? But my question would be, well, what if he had less steroids and more work? Did steroids make the job easier for him where maybe he didn't have to be so disciplined with his eating or his training, or maybe he got to party a lot more or have a lot more fun, do a lot more things with his life that a quote-unquote normal person would do who doesn't invest the time into a body, the training and the eating, and then he used drugs to make up for that. I don't know him. Like I said, I don't know his lifestyle. You know, the more work and the more discipline you do, the less of a need for drugs you would have, all right? So everybody has to make that decision is, how badly do I want to have the best physique that's possible for me? How much muscle do I want to build versus how much body fat I want to keep off my body, and then how much work and time and effort do I want to put into that. And then the third element is, well, what else do I want for my life? You know, Ross talked about on a call earlier about how his clients and his training, you know, his ways to make money. Well, the more, and I told him, you know, you got 14 days left before your show, maybe put that less of a priority until after the show. Again, if you want it all, if you want to make a bazillion dollars, if you want to go out and hang out with your friends, if you want to be in a good mood all the time, and you want to have muscles and no body fat, well, it's going to be a lot more difficult. And I don't know, maybe for him, in his case, this is a message again that just to remember is that maybe he wanted more of those other things, and then the steroids helped him get those things and have a great body. So before you look at this movie and think, hey, well, everybody cheats, everybody uses drugs, I guess I'll just start right in on it. I would say that's definitely not the case. Just remember, they're talking about the elite, 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 people who are bench pressing like 700 pounds, or the people who are on the television, you know, displaying their body or our athletic performance. If you just want to build a little bit of muscle, lose a bit, little bit of body fat, I hope that that movie does not make you think that just to do that you're going to take drugs. Other thing is, like, what I'm really concerned about, all those other areas of life, it's painting a picture, like I said, that everybody cheats. It's just the American way. It's part of being American, just to cheat. Very interesting suggestions that he plants. There could be a wider implication than just building muscles and steroids, like I talked about, you know, the kids using drugs to study at school, the musicians using drugs to perform better at their local, you know, orchestra or whatever at their local town. So another thing is talked about supplement companies, and it just, boy, it really ripped apart the supplement company. And I've been fortunate enough to work with AST Sports Science over the last 15 years, and we've talked about the supplement issue. The owner, Paul D'Elia, and myself, we talked about this industry, and he shared his opinions about that he's competing against all the crooked advertisers out there, the crooked companies, and all the companies out there on the different methods. And in the movie, it talked about, you know, what regulations you can bypass to have inferior products. He talked about the deceptive advertising in the business. I can assure you that with AST Sports Science, like I said, the owner and I, we've had a lot of talks about this, and he shared with me his frustrations is that what it takes for him to compete, and whether he wants to make more money and compete with those outrageous advertising claims of the supplement companies like they depicted in the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster, or he would just do it honorably, you know, putting out a great product that he really believes in, and then letting those type of people come to him, and however much money he makes doing that in his business that he works so hard for, then that's all he wants. And he came to that decision a long time ago. Actually, you know, competing with those advertising has never been an option for him. All of his advertising, the whole company is just built on straightforwardness, never got into that type of outrageous claim battles or that type of competition from those other supplement companies. And in a lot of cases, now don't quote me on this, I mean, he pulled a lot of his ads out of a lot of the muscle magazines because realizing that unless he was just outrageous in his claims like all those other companies, or a lot of those other companies, I shouldn't say all of them, that, you know, his plain ads would have no effect on the newbie or the new person training in the gym. And so AST Sports Science is a company that's built on total integrity. They have a whole lifestyle, a whole training program with the Max OT training program that's there to support the nutritional products. Not telling you, hey, you just take this pill and you're going to have big muscles and no body fat. So definitely a company that you can believe in. And that, although, again, in the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster, talked about the supplement industry in whole, I'm just here to assure you that is not the case with all supplement companies, and it certainly is not the case with AST Sports Science. We have a caller from the 610 area code. Caller, are you there? 610.
Hey, Skip. It's Derek. How you doing?
Derek, how are you, sir? Hey, Derek, you worked for a nutrition store. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster yet?
I remember seeing a part of it years ago. Has it been out for a while?
Yeah, no, it just came out in its final version. I know it's probably been being created. But it talked about the supplement industry like I talked about. Tell me, from your point of view, when you worked from the counter from a nutrition store, all the people who maybe did not really have a lot of training experience in, maybe they were inspired from an ad and they came up to, I want to buy this hot new product. Tell me about the mentality of a lot of those newbie or people who haven't trained very long at the gym, what the mentality was like when they came into the nutrition store to get help from you.
Sure. I mean, I remember that very clearly. They wanted to come in and find the magic supplement, the one that would give them the results that day. They didn't want to wait. They didn't have patience. They saw the ad that said, you know, pack more 20 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks, and they came in ready to buy it.
And so they knew the exact product. They sometimes have the ad cut out of the magazine.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, so I want this because this will make me, you know, 5,000% faster and stronger tomorrow, right?
Right, and my job wasn't to tell them it was incorrect, but at the same time, I wasn't going to stand there and tell them that was absolutely true. I would just tell them, you know, I've never taken that product, so I don't know much about it.
Well, yeah, you're kind of in a tough position. You kind of represent all the supplement companies, don't you?
Right. In a job like that, all I did was tell them what was in it and what those products did. You know, this is whey protein. It does this, and that's it. I let them make their own decision.
So, what advice would you give someone new to training that they see these ads in the magazines from your unique perspective of watching these people come in? What would you tell them about the supplement industry in general and those ads, and basically what should their approach be to taking nutritional supplements?
I would tell them the few companies that I felt were trustworthy companies, that their labels were accurate, and that whenever I've taken their products, I felt good from them and I felt like I was getting what I should from them. And then I would tell them a supplement strategy that honestly is one that they're not going to want to hear, because it's going to be one of consistency and time, just having patience and having a discipline to do it every single day. You can't go from Monday through Friday in the gym and take your protein like you're supposed to, and just because the weekend comes up, it's time to pound down a couple beers. You know, it's not going to work.
Right. Well, now, what are you saying, that if they're structured during the week and they take the weekends off, that everything they're doing will have a less of an effect? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you is that I agree with what you're saying. It really depends on what their standards are. And I know that you're pretty hardcore, Derek, and we have a lot of hardcore listeners. We also have a lot of listeners who are just trying to build a little muscle and lose a little bit of body fat. And I'll tell you what, for those people who can't even get themselves in the gym, the whole process is so overwhelming. They think it's a 7-day-a-week thing. I encourage them to do the strategy of being disciplined for just 5 days and then taking the weekends off, starting off there, giving them some momentum, seeing how if you're 5 days out of seven, especially when you're starting from absolutely nowhere, you're going to see a lot of results. It isn't so overwhelming for them. They'll see results. And then, who knows, after 3 months at seeing the results, they might turn 5 days into 6 days of discipline, and who knows, maybe they'll become just as hardcore as some of our other listeners and go 7 days out of 7 days. So, but I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, you can't, you have to be consistent. Your goals, your standards have to be consistent with what your goals are. So that's a really good point. Again, if you want to call within your sports nutrition, sports supplementation questions, you can call in, or any other questions you have in regards to your bodybuilding and training. The number is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. And I also want to talk about, and Derek, I want you to stay on the phone because We're going to take a little break here, but I want to talk about, I want to learn some of the reasons why you got into bodybuilding. And I want you to, I want everybody to share the story, why bodybuilding is so important to you. Why do you train? What's your motivation to build your body? Again, why is that so important to you? So I want you to you call in. We're going to take a break here for a second, and we'll be right back.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max Ortiz Style is to help you achieve your ideals of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVDs. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my DVD, Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. When I get emails and passionate lifters, they want to take their body to the next level, they ask me, what best advice can I give them, or how can I direct them to help them get their goals most effectively and most efficiently? I just have them get that DVD. The reason why is I'm the guy who produced the whole thing. I set up the cameras. I dragged them up in my contest shape. I laid down the tracks of the footage. I assembled the whole DVD. I even created the cover and mass produced it. I think most importantly what it is, it's not just me training. It's me training different angles, all cut and edited. Then what I did is I explained everything that I was doing and thinking physically, mentally, emotionally at the time. And I laid that track, that voice track, over the whole thing. So if there's anything I could do, I talk personal training. It's like spending 4 hours with me, and it's something you can watch over and over and over again. The one-hour nutrition seminar where it outlines all the different organizing principles to the eating habit. You get a chance to get to know me, understand this. If you like this bodybuilding and training show, you feel it's effective in helping you understand all this a little bit more, you're going to definitely love that DVD, Packing on Muscle Max T-Cell. That's the best way. If you forget about all my other products, if there's one thing that you can get that's going to create the most clarity in the shortest period of time, it's my DVD, Packing on Muscle Max T-Cell. Two discs, 4 hours worth of training. So go ahead and order that today on my website, skiplacour.com. So we have a lot of people in the chat room. I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. What I want to ask in this last segment with our last 15 minutes is, I want to know why you train. What's your motivation to build your body, and why is that so important to you? It's really important to understand how you're driven, how you're motivated. It goes back to the mindset that I, as you can see, I have interwoven into everything we do to build our bodies. When it comes to training strategies, nutrition strategies, supplementation strategies, there are a lot of different ways to go about this. It's how effectively you use your mind and how well you control your emotions are going to determine how well you use all those strategies, all right? And finding out why you do the things you do is an important place to start. You know, it isn't if you just want to do it, if you're disciplined and focused, everything's working out for you, I guess it really doesn't matter why. If you are struggling and you can't understand why you're not getting the most out of yourself, this may be a time to take a step back. Derek in Pennsylvania. So I've asked that question. You got to think about it during the break. Tell me, what is it for you? Why are you so dedicated to the gym? Why is it important for you to build your body? And how did that come about for you?
It came about through sports. I was 12 years old when my dad first got me into weightlifting. And I was playing baseball, and it helped me out with both sports, but especially with baseball, because out of nowhere, I just became a very good home run hitter. And at 12 years old, the attention you get for home runs, that was adrenaline moving right there. So, you know, having all my the other kids on the teams, you know, congratulate me and idolize me and want to ask, you know, how did you do that? And all the parents wondering, who was that kid? The attention I got from it is what drove me to want to lift more. As I got older, I got into other things that I just personally like powerlifting, and that fueled me. I like the feeling of knowing that I was stronger than somebody else. But ultimately, Skip, listening to what you said in your early in this earlier show, you said fear is a big factor. And look at it, it is a big factor, because I was afraid of not being good at baseball and feeling like my dad was wasting his time with me and putting me to weight training. And the fear of knowing that I could be defeated in powerlifting, having somebody else be stronger than me. That was the thought I was scared of, I couldn't live with. And as I get older, I see my peers who are getting worse and worse in shape, and their blood pressure is getting higher, and it's almost like old age is starting to kick in their mid-20s. And I'm afraid of having that happen to me.
Right. Well, you know, Derek, I know you listen to the Manformation Show, and for those of you who don't know about that show, the Manformation Show is where I outline life strategies. We men talk on that talk radio show, life issues about our experiences. It's life strategies to help transform yourself into the man you really want to be. And so we talk a lot about life issues as men. We get down to the core of why we do and why we can't get ourselves to do certain things. And as I've been, and also you may know that I have 25 years in the personal development field. Actually, I attribute a lot of my success in the bodybuilding world from how I was able to use all my resources mentally and emotionally to get the most out of myself, and more importantly, to withstand all the ups and downs of it. So when you understand all that, when you understand the reasons why you do things, it's easier for you to figure out how to get the most out of yourself. You know, when I ask you this question, there's some things that stick out in my mind that I think that if we really look a little bit deeper, we all have maybe an element of that, those same motivational factors as you talked about, you know, fear not. It was almost like you said you didn't want to let your dad down. You had to work harder on your working out because to please your dad, or really to you didn't want to disappoint your dad. And also you talked about that weight training, whether it was for baseball or for powerlifting, it got you a certain amount of approval, connection with people around you. And that was an indirect result, a driving force. And see, a lot of people do the things they do to ultimately connect more, or get approval, connect more with themselves, or connect more with other people, really just to get approval. And would you say that's probably true of your experience, Derek?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah, we have about 10 more minutes left on the show. I want to know what your reasons, why bodybuilding training is most important to you. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. And, Derek, and for those listeners out there, is that my last competition was 5 years ago. Now, if you would have asked me 5 years ago what my reason for being so focused, so dedicated, so disciplined to bodybuilding and training, I may have given you one answer. As I look back now with this level of enlightenment I am right now, I have a whole different reason why I was so dedicated and focused. Now, let's talk about where I was before. If you know my story, you know I didn't start until I was 27 years old. If you would have asked me, I don't know, as little as, 10 years ago, why am I so driven? Why would I quit my job to chase this dream of becoming an international bodybuilder, to win a trophy, being the best that I could be, to write for the muscle magazines and connect with people all over the world, almost to the point where I have more connection with nameless faces around the world than I do to people maybe in my neighborhood or even the block that I live in. Why would I put eating 8 meals and then 11 meals a day more important? Why would that be more important than connecting maybe with friends or family at a deeper level? What was driving me so much? Okay, if you would have asked me that years ago, I would have told you, well, this is what I do. This is using all my gifts. This is my job. This is my occupation, and I am just trying to be the very best, all right? Coming from a totally healthy place in my mind, because when I would read the muscle magazines and I would hear how the other bodybuilders, they were inspired by a cartoon character, or maybe they were the 98-pound weakling or something like that, or they were a fat kid, which was in the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster, his motivation. My motivation what I believed at that time was, hey, this is what I was, everybody's looking to be great at something, this is my thing. And I guess that might have explained why I may have won the first couple contests. As I look back 5 years later, 5 years after my last show and after a long 15-plus year career, I look back on, I probably did it, even though I didn't see myself as maybe some of those other bodybuilders who, were trying to overcome some deficiencies. I was good in sports. I was always a taller, bigger kid, good genetics. I didn't see myself coming out of some place of weakness that I was overcoming, the short man's complex or the skinny man's complex. I didn't see myself as having anything like those. So as I dove into such a discipline, work ethic, not letting anything get in my way of my meals or my workouts. In all those years, Derek, I didn't miss one meal and I didn't miss one workout because of some life issue or a life problem. Never. If I had to travel, whether it's to the East Coast or something, and I had a cardio session, I had a 24-hour gym membership where I would do my cardio at 2 o'clock in the morning. If I was going through airports, my meals were already cooked, and I always say that I have one arm that's bigger than the other because I would be carrying around like a 25-pound ice chest in one hand going from terminal to terminal, And the thing is now, like I said, why did I look back? I look back and I see my reasons for why I was so driven are very, very similar to yours, Derek. I didn't know that at the time. I think we as men sometimes, if it's your job and you work 60 hours a week That is what's considered a healthy pathology. You know, how's that for an oxymoron? That's a healthy way of expressing yourself. Just diving into your work, and that's the way that I saw that. As I look back now, I realize that maybe my motivation was to get the same connection and approval that you talked about in a way that you were nameless faces out there. All the people I connected with and I helped through my articles, through my website, through my videos, who read my articles in the magazines or whatever, even over the phone. You guys didn't know me, but it was a chance to get your approval, your acceptance. That I think is a human condition, getting acceptance, approval, being recognized for what you do. And for me, it was a very safe way to do it because you guys didn't know anything about me. All you knew about what I wanted to present to you, to the world. My training, my eating habits, I became very good at that. I had a lot of information to share. Very rarely, in all those years with all the thousands of emails did I get, nobody asked me about my personal life, what was going on, and that was actually a very comfortable place for me to be. That was something that maybe I didn't want to share, and I didn't have to. As long as I was talking about training or eating, I got the acceptance or approval that I wanted without having to share anything else. Like I said, it was a perfect setup for me, and the more that I could put myself in that environment, the more that I could get. I like to say it was like I got to have a relationship with people from a one-way mirror, meaning I can see you guys on the other side, but you really couldn't see me. It was a nice, safe place to be. And so what I thought, like I said, I'm a big fan of the personal development and motivation world, and when I realized even the most dedicated workers, whether they're celebrities or athletes or businessmen, have that drive for that work, it comes from a place of some type of overcompensation. And whether I thought so or not, I can see what I was doing in this case now. And like I said, I'm just realizing this pretty much 5 years after I was training. And what's the point of all this is that we talked about the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster, and we talked about those big muscles. If you do see the movie, you'll realize that the people in there, now the people that he interviewed, the brothers, okay, they're adventurers with steroids and experimentation. Question is, do they feel any better about themselves after taking the drugs? Do they feel ashamed of what they did? Did it get them where they wanted? Why are you bodybuilding? Why are you training? What is the reason for the motivation? If you can figure all those things out, you'll be able to focus a lot more on this because, you know, ultimately you'll find out that it's not about the bigger muscles and it's not about how much body fat you don't have. There's a bigger reason why you're doing this, and the sooner you tap into that, a more fulfilling experience you'll have. You'll enjoy the whole process along the way. You won't be a 17-year-old kid who goes on steroids for the next 3 years, gets this big, huge body, and realizes that he's no happier now than the first time he took his first shot or his first pill. So, Derek, can you relate to that at all? And do you have any comments on that here in our last minute of the show?
That's pretty much exactly how I feel about weightlifting. And, I mean, when I think back, if you're really honest with yourself, I think anybody, especially as a teenager when I was lifting, you're lifting for connection. You're in high school. Everybody's trying to attract girls or look bigger and be popular or whatever. And that was mine. That was my venue. Everybody knew I lifted weights. Everybody knew I was strong as hell. And I loved it. So, yeah,
right.
Great.
Yeah, you know, Tony Robbins talks about that's a quality that the human condition, we're all looking for something that can make us special, unique, and different. That's a human need. At the same time, that human need gets balanced off, and maybe you can relate to this, Derek, is that when you are special, unique, and different, something that you work so hard to get, that also disconnects you from other people. It may make people relate to you on a greater level, at least at the beginning, but you saw your success disconnected you from other people. Is that true?
Exactly. I never went to high school dances. I never went to my prom. I didn't do anything. I'd rather be in the gym. So you're right.
But your success in general, it wasn't admired by everybody else. So it's just interesting that something that we want to be special, unique, and different at the same time, that special uniqueness and difference disconnects people, which a lot of times is the reason why we get in. So a lot of stuff to think about. Thanks for enjoying the show. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.